The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Down by Stone Temple Pilots. This is Zinnial Yearbook. It's the 1999 show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
What do you think of that?
It sounds like Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very Stone Temple Pilots-y. It was a good deal. Did you like it? That's the question.
It was Stone Temple Pilots.
What?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Other than their San Diego's Greatest Band.
You change it every single time.
I don't. You got to write this down. It's the same every single time.
It's not.
What else we got here in the 1999 show? We got a lot of good music. Almost too much music. I'm going to try to cram 20 songs into the show. We got a brand new game for Riley. Riley loves games. And what do we got?
Like games.
I know, right? We got looks like we got some Buck Cherry. We got some RHCP, but we'll start the show with a little bit of Third Eye Blind. This is 10 Days Late. Mm-hmm.
think of something big to tell me. There's no simple way to let you know. Funny how she always cried out, Daddy. I got a big surprise. Said, I'm in trouble now. Catch a glow. Oh no, baby. Oh no, no.
A candidate for the soulmate player, pulls the trigger. she's been waiting. A travel line for the fiending man, 'cause he wants one. You know, you got to. Can you feel it? Can you feel it tonight? Are you alone? Tell me, are you getting high? In the moment you are just so right.
Lit Up. That's Buck Cherry from Anaheim, California. What do you think of that? Of that tune?
There was a Target there, wasn't there? There was like the Escalade was outside, right?
There's a Target in Anaheim, California, almost certainly. You're thinking of the Target in Oxnard. One of the Targets in Oxnard. That's what you're thinking of.
Okay.
Before that, we had Other Side by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We started off with 10 Days Late by Third Eye Blind. All very good tunes. What do you think? What do you think? You know what I think.
Honestly, pretty good.
Honestly, pretty. I think that's my favorite Chili Peppers album of all time. I mean, as far as Chili Peppers are concerned.
I don't know what my favorite album is.
I do.
None of them.
It's just none of the albums are your favorite albums?
I don't like any of them.
Or none of the Chili Peppers albums are your favorite albums?
What do you think I'm talking about?
I'm not sure.
Not sure either.
Vague answer is vague. All right, so what else happened in 1999? Anything? Anything exciting?
Nope.
You know what movie came out? The Blair Witch Project. One of the first modern found footage type movies. But you know, it is a movie. Somebody just made it. But they had me fooled, I'll tell you that. Up until maybe 2 days, I think, before. Because they had this cross-promotion with MTV where MTV would just like promote it as being a real thing before it was released in theaters. And we didn't, like, nobody fact-checked anything in 1999. It was just all, whatever MTV says, it was news. We were all foolish.
Foolish.
What else happened? Jerry Falwell, you know who that is?
Maybe.
He's a TV evangelist called a televangelist. He outed Tinky Winky as a gay role model. It was a huge deal.
I don't know what any of that meant.
Tinky Winky from Teletubbies. You don't remember Teletubbies?
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, but I think you still know. I think when you were smaller, you knew about Teletubbies. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember anything about that.
All right, well, look it up. It happened. It was a thing. It was all very strange. All right, back to the music. Here's a little bit of Incubus off of their Make Yourself album in 1999.
I almost bought a bunch of copies of that.
Because
he was like, that's stupid. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, why would you buy a bunch of copies of the same album?
Because it's funny.
I mean, maybe.
Or I would just Make Yourself collection could be mine, but it's not.
It's true. You could own every Make Yourself CD that ever existed. But no. So you'll just have to listen here on Zennial Yearbook. This is Drive.
Uncertainty, stinging clear. not to waver my chance to be one of the hive. Will I choose water over wine and hold my own and drive?
Stroke 9 with Little Black Backpack from San Rafael, California. What do you think of that song?
I mean, it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't horrible. Good times. And yes, I said San Rafael, California because I'm from the Bay Area and that's how we do. Even though it's spelled like San Rafael, literally no one out there says it. Pro tip. Before that, we had Drive. What's it actually called?
No, what did you say?
I said San Rafael.
Okay.
But it's spelled like San Rafael.
I'll do that now.
R-A-F-A-E-L. But you're not from the Bay Area. The Bayer, as
I don't
they
care.
Say.
Where right. I was born is where I'm from.
That's Ventura. That's not the Bay Area.
It's all the same to me.
More or less.
I thought here was the Bay Area. Aren't we like the Bay State?
This is the Bay State.
It sucks here. We should go back.
Well, I can't afford to go back to the Bay Area because it is pricey.
Then make more money.
But you know what? You know what I can? I can do. We can play a little game. Today's game is called you know what it's called?
No, tell me.
I'll tell you. It's called 1999. That's why I'm playing this song. 1999. How does this game work? Riley, I'll tell you. All right, so I'm going to give you, gosh, 11 questions, 11 albums from a band. You're going to have to tell me whether when this album came out, if it came out before or after the year 1999.
Is it the same band?
It is all the same band.
Oh no, who is it?
It is all Green Day.
Okay.
All right. I thought I'd give you an easy one. We'll give you a layup the first time. We can only play this song like once every 15 episodes. Play this game. Because, you know, 1999. All right. So the first album on the list. Did this album come out before or after 1999? Saviors by Green Day.
After.
After, that's correct. Came out in 2024.
I like sprained my ankle because I heard Dilemma start during New Year's Rockin' Eve. And I ran to the living room.
Yes.
From the kitchen.
Yes.
That was a good time.
It was a good time. Question number two, Dookie.
Before,
that was 1993. Father of All.
After,
that was 2020. Dose.
After,
that was 2012.
What year is this?
Nimrod.
Before,
1997. Look at you. What are you, 5 for 5? Excellent. Kerplunk.
Before,
that was 1992. American Idiot.
After,
2004. Insomniac.
After.
No, it was before. Insomniac came out in 1995.
I was trying to figure out if it was 1995 or 2001.
Well, now you know. Next album, Warning.
Before.
After. 2000.
Bro, Warning. I hate you.
This is tough. And the last one, Shenanigans.
After.
2002. Not bad. What did you get? 9 out of 11? That ain't bad. Nice job. And that was our game. 1999. Was that fun?
Yeah.
It was a good time. It's a good time because you knew all these songs. All right. So we'll be back after these messages. This is Daniel Yearbook. It's the 1999 show.
Like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Radio for people.
people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters. What do you think of that?
I picked it.
You did. You made me change the song so I could put on Learn to Fly.
Fun fact, I did not know that song was by the Foo Fighters until like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? Wow. That's relatively recent.
Oh,
yeah. Well, now you know. It's the Foo Fighters.
I'm like, this can't be the Foo Fighters. This is just some other band that kind of sounds like
that. That kind of sounds a lot like the Foo Fighters. Weird. Weird, huh? Well, there you go. Now you know. You learned a thing. What else? What else is there to learn? Oh my gosh. The impeachment of Bill Clinton happened in 1999?
So they only did that with Trump and that awful guy in like the 16th century or whatever.
There was no America in the 16th century.
Yeah, there was.
Nah. Well, like there was no country called the United States of America.
Andrew something.
Johnson?
No. Jackson?
Was he impeached?
I don't know. He was like, I don't like this guy.
Well, I mean, yeah, people can not like him because he was objectively a terrible person.
So is he impeached or not?
I don't know. I'm not a history major. My bad. I'm a musicologist.
And this no, you're not. You're an econ major.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, this is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1999 show. We play all the songs from 1999.
And other years.
Well, in other weeks.
I mean.
We'll do other years. But yeah. This week is 1999. And now we're at the part of the show where we play three songs from the same band. And it's not like last 1999 show when we played the Dixie Chicks.
Because I wasn't here.
Because Riley was absent. It's fine. We're going to play, what are you going to play? Enema of the State?
Do, if you are unaware of what an enema is, yeah. Don't look it up on your school computer. You'll get flagged.
Did you get flagged?
I did get flagged.
Yeah, see?
That was not fun.
It's good to know. What happens when you get flagged? Does the principal come down and say, what are you looking up?
No. Thankfully, that didn't happen, but sometimes it does.
All right. Well, that's good to know. We'll start off the set list with All the Small Things by Blink.
You didn't say that. Oh, you did say that.
Best trip, always, I know, you're Friday night, I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I saw more of you's my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more of these my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
What's My Age Again by Blink-182 off of their Enema of the State album. Before that, we had Mutt, which is a song I'm unfamiliar with. And then All the Small Things. What do you think of those three?
I picked them. I liked them.
You liked them? As long as you like them. It's good stuff. It's the best song off of that album. What do you think?
All of the Above.
My gosh. Huge fan.
It's a no-skip album.
A huge... Is it? That's a tall order. All right. Well, I'm glad you like it. I guess we'll keep on keeping on because we got a lot of songs to get to. How about a little bit of Jimmy's Chicken Shack? You ever heard of them?
Who? What?
It's a band that had like a couple of songs. This is Do Right. Let me know your thoughts.
Okay. We'll make the bed up straight. I always stay out late. I never take you out. Ask what you're all about. I always smell like smoke. Everything's just a joke. I never look at you when you come hear me sing. These are not all of me. Many simple things you can find wrong with me. Once would you tell me, please? What do I do? 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 What do I do?
music's way too loud. My friends are all so proud. Say I'm just wasting hope. I could not thread the rope. More than my pockets broke. And you don't see a ring. These are not all of the infinitesimal things you can't find wrong with me. What would you tell me, please?
So listen down, little man, I'm not the one who's trying to change you. Yeah. And if you come to understand, it'll be okay, yeah. You need to change it, you need to change it now, yeah. Well, I'm not the one who's trying to be, I'm not the one who's trying to be your enemy. That's something you need to change. I'm not the one who's trying to be your enemy.
Testify by Rage Against the Machine. What do you think of that?
Not particularly like Rage Against the Machine.
Love me some Rage. Who controls the past controls the future? Who said that? What book was that from? Ooh.
I don't know.
Does it sound ominous?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm thinking.
There's your clue.
That's not helpful.
1984. George Orwell's
1984. I didn't read that.
You should. It's good. It's a good book.
I read Animal Farm, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm done with this.
You're like, this isn't about a fun story
this
about
isn't
animals.
Isn't about animals?
I mean, it's about animals, technically. But it's also about communism. That's fine. Before that, we had Enemy by Days of the New, and started off with Do Right by Jimmy's Chicken Shack. What do you think of either of those two?
Honestly, not horrible.
Not horrible.
I liked them.
Till we got to the Rage. Rage is fantastic. Oh, I did some Googling. While we were doing this, playing the songs, I looked up, is Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump were the impeached presidents.
I thought we liked Bill Clinton.
That doesn't mean he doesn't get impeached.
What?
What? You think about that. Well, we take a quick break. This is Zennial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We will be back right after this.
To the M&M Show, I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12. For eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
Hi, my name is Bill Sturgeon. I am the host of WTBR's Morning Drive. We air every weekday morning, 7:30 to 8:30. The goal of my program is to inform, educate, and have a few chuckles along the way. We have wonderful guests, political, arts, actors, musicians, teachers. I look forward for you to listen in or watch us on PCTV. Thank you.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
In my shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. And the whole 1 foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker. And I ain't got much else to lose. I'm faded, flat busted, been jaded, I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot getting deeper. Crank it to 11, blow another speaker and I ain't got much to lose.
I've been star of many plays. I've seen
like glass, secondhand like glory. Missed the bus, but I'm in no hurry. Molasses fast, no business born. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper. Crank it to 11, blow another speaker in.
Better Days by Citizen King. What do you think of that?
I liked it.
You liked it. Excellent. You ever heard that song before?
No.
Well, that's...
Sounds familiar, though.
That's what this show is for. They expose you to these fantastic songs from 1999 and other years. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Yeah, this is the 1999 show. We got a couple more songs left. We got about 25 minutes left in the show. And, yeah, we'll get back to the music. Where were you, Riley, or listener? Because I know where you were. You weren't anywhere. On February 9th, 1999, you know where I was?
Where?
I know where I was. At midnight, Eastern. Probably.
Were you in the Navy?
I was.
Wait, you were in the Navy?
I was at Planet Music in Virginia Beach, Virginia, buying this album, Collective Soul's Dosage.
Okay.
You used to have to wait until some stores would stay open until midnight, or they would reopen at midnight so you could go in and buy music the day it was released on a Tuesday. And that was the thing that we did before, you know, everything went on the internet. It was a fun time. You missed out.
Wait, is that how you got the Black Parade CD?
What? No. What?
You
no,
said you
I just
like
went
the
to
first edition.
No, I just got it from the store.
Because it has a sleeve on it that I've literally never seen anyone else have.
Oh, that's just because I got it. I didn't get it the minute that I was allowed
Wait,
to buy it.
I have to look up how much it's worth, even though I'm not going to sell it.
All right, you look that up. This is Heavy by Collective Soul. We'll be right back.
If I was beautiful like you, all the things I would do, those not so blessed would be crying out murder, and I'd just laugh and get away with it too, like you do. If I was beautiful like you, I would never be at fault. I'd walk in the rain between the raindrops, bringing traffic to a halt. But that would never be. That would never be. 'Cause I'm not beautiful like you.
I'm beautiful like me. Beautiful like me.
If I was beautiful like you,
Drop with Beautiful from Toronto, Canada. Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
You ever heard of them?
That was pretty cool.
It's a good song. Also, I also bought that song February 9th, 1989 at that very same Planet Music. Because, you know, if I'm going to drive all the way out to the store, I might as well buy two CDs. I think it was a good pick. Good pick. You can find it in my Case Logic in the basement.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, what else happened in 1999? You know what? The Dow Jones Industrial Average topped 10,000 for the very first time.
Huh?
Dow 10,000.
What?
Oh my gosh, I feel like there's a lot of explaining I have to do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've heard of this when people talk about the stock market?
Yeah.
Typically, they're talking about one of three exchanges. The S&P 500, or the NASDAQ, or the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is an average of 20 stocks, maybe 25 stocks. No, 30. the Dow 30. It's 30 stocks that that people on that exchange say best represents the economy. And, you know, it broke 10,000 in 1999. It was a big deal. What do you think it's at right now? Markets are closed. Give me a guess.
I don't know. 50,000?
Ooh, wow. 42,924. That's pretty close.
That's my prize.
I will give you get to listen to that Joy Drop album. I'll put it on your MP3 player.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I have a phone. I'm not a child, okay? I have access to the internet.
That's fine.
I don't just... Okay?
Okay.
I'm not a caveman.
That's fair. Totally fair.
Now I'm embarrassed. Why would you tell everyone I have an MP3 player?
I feel like
a nine-year-old.
Back to the music. This is Live with the Dolphin Cry. The Dolphin's Cry? It's got an apostrophe, so the cry belongs to the dolphin. Is that right?
The way you're bathed in light reminds me of that night God led me down into your rose garden of trust, and I was swept away with nothing left to say. Some helpless fool, yeah, I was lost in a swoon of peace. You're all I need to find. So when the time is right, come to me, sweetly, come to me.
Yeah.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
What year is what? This is All-Star by Smash Mouth. This is the 1999 show for Zaniel Yearbook. Where have you been?
Right here. What and also over there.
What do you think of that song?
It's okay.
Good.
Exactly the same as every other time I heard it.
Before that, we had We Are by Vertical Horizon, and we started the music off with The Dolphin's Cry by Live, Any Excuse to Play Live. So yeah, that's it. We're going to wrap the show. We don't have a lot of time. So thanks for listening to Zaniel Yearbook. We'll be back next week. Any closing words from you or there, Riley?
No. Sorry.
Thanks. All right, we'll leave you guys with Pumping on the Stereo by Supergrass.